If you look, take a look in the packet, Parshas Va'era. On page 8. Torah tells us who Aaron and Moshe, Asher Amar Hashem Lohem, Otsios Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim Otsivosom. Hey, Mahmedabrim El Parah Mach Mitzrayim Lohotzi, Mitzvah Yisrael Mitzrayim, who Moshe V'Aaron. A very strong contrast that we see in these two psukim. One pasuk mentions Aaron and Moshe, Aaron first, then Moshe. And in the next pasuk, when it mentions Moshe and Aaron together, Moshe is mentioned first and then Aaron. And different Rishonim, Mefarshim, try to explain and understand what is this. Why one pasuk it's Aaron and Moshe, and then the next pasuk it's Moshe and Aaron. So, of course, Rashi is always the most famous pshat. Yesh mekoma shemakdim Aaron l'Moshe, yesh mekoma shemakdim Moshe l'Aaron, lo ma sheshkulim ke'echad. That come to show you that they're equal. Shkulim ke'echad. Because that's why sometimes Moshe is mentioned first, sometimes Aaron is mentioned first. They're shkulim ke'echad. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to show you various pshatim in what the idea of Aaron before Moshe and Moshe before Aaron, and then ultimately get back to Rashi and try to understand what is Rashi trying to teach us. There is a very fascinating pshat from the Chasam Sofer, which I heard several years ago. From Rav Avram Shor quoted this Chasam Sofer. I think I heard it on the tape. Intrigued me. That's not the main focus of what I want to see, but once we're speaking on this, I was reminded that he has a pshat in Chasam Sofer. You should realize, just for the sake of knowledge, that there are two different, more than two, but at least two different Sfarim from Chasam Sofer ala Torah. The most famous sefer is called the Torah Moshe, ala Torah, written by the Chasam Sofer. But then there's another sefer called Chasam Sofer ala Torah, which is not Torah Moshe. And a lot of times people get quoted a word from the Chasam Sofer and they're looking for it and they don't find it because it's in the Chasam Sofer and not in the Torah Moshe. And they don't realize that these are two separate Sfarim, all from the Torahs of the Chasam Sofer, but the different Torah in each one. So the Chasam Sofer here appears on page 10, but just to give you a hakdama to what he says, let's start from page 1 in the packet. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem va'eira al Avram el Yitzchak v'Yaakov bekel shakai u'shmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. So apparently, the Torah is telling us that there's a difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of the Avos. And that's what the Eben Ezra points out. In other words, what does it mean that the Avos were only Kel Shakai, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Ani Hashem? So the Eben Ezra on page 4 says, "Nei Avos lo gil malosam ladavka b'shem kemoshe, asher yido Hashem ponim b'ponim." Whereas Ani Hashem means that Moshe saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu like, you know, one man sees another man face to face. And the Avos didn't have such a dveikus, ki'ilu they were seeing face to face. Now, what's this idea of of face to face. So the Chasam Sofer explains that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was a clear nevuah, and it was by Yom. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, he spoke to him by Yom, not at night, by Yom, when it was clear, because his nevuah was clarity. The other Nevi'im, the nevuah was Balayla. We spoke about this a little bit in Parshas Bereishis, if you remember, by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? We spoke on Simchas Torah, and maybe we put it online also. But Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was by Yom, and the other Nevi'im's nevuah was what? Balayla. Now, this is very interesting that there's an Eben Ezra on page 5 in Bahaloscha that says to Eben Ezra, the end of Noso speaks about Hashem speaking to Moshe. Right, and now we speak about the menorah. What's the connection? So the Eben Ezra has a chiddush that even though the nevuah of Moshe was only by Yom, but if Moshe was near the menorah where it was lit up, then Hashem would speak to him even b'layla. That's what the Eben Ezra says. V'nichzmechazos haparsha lahoros ki hadibur yegam b'layla if it was by the menorah. Ki sham yeh haner dolok v'lo yichpe. And the Ramban argues with that. Ramban says, no, it's not true. Nevuas Moshe was only by Yom. Take a look on page 6. Rabbi Avraham Omar, ki nismach hazos hapar shel hodiya, ki hadibur yeh gam balayla, ki sham yeh haner dolok. And the Ramban disagrees. He says, ze einenu kach al das raboseinu. It's not true. It's not the case. It's not the case. Oh. Now, so we know one thing. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was Bayom. The other Nevi'im is what? Balayla. Now, another point. Then you'll see the brilliance of the Chasam Sofer. Brilliance of the Chasam Sofer. Ready? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving a nevuah about something good, that's by Yom. When he was giving a nevuah about something not so good, a negative thing to say, that was Balayla. Okay? So keep those two things in mind. Moshe Rabbeinu was by Yom, other than Balayla, and then good things by Yom, and not so good things Balayla. Oh, so says the Chasam Sofer, an unbelievable... Chasam Sofer, you have to appreciate the Gaonis of the Chasam Sofer, both in Halacha and in Agada. Chasam Sofer was a gaon, not only in Halacha, but also in Agada. So he says like this. Take a look on page 10. Look further down. I put the arrow, go much further down. The first word on the line is Ma. Machiskel kan vahinu kano. Mikol mokom emesu shenevuas neviim haya b'mara laila. Ul Moshe Rabbeinu dafka b'yom. Good. Va'od haktim ki nevuas harachamim heim b'shacharis. Those nevuas of rachamim were in the morning when it starts to get light. That's the nevuas of Rachamim. Kalos HaBoker. U'nevuas HaDin, whenever it's a nevuah about something that was din, heim b'layla. Because layla, things are getting bleak, they're getting dark, etc. Ve'eim ha'sheikh ha'gdolo, no fellow salaf. Oh, so the question is like this. When Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron together, so how did it work? When is he going to speak to them? Because if it's daytime, he only speaks to Moshe. If it's nighttime, he only speaks to Aaron. So say it's Moshe and Aaron together. When is he going to speak to them? Okay, and Hocha Shadibra Kodesh Baruch Moshe and Aaron biyachad. So, you know when he would speak to them? Either at the very beginning of the day, so then he could speak to one at the end of night, at the and the other one in the beginning of the day, or he could speak to them at the very end of the day, and this way he'll speak to one at the very end of the day, and then the other one at the very beginning of night. Those are the two possibilities, because he's not going to speak to them in the middle of the day, because in the middle of the day he only speaks to Moshe, he doesn't speak to Aaron. But if you get the first beginning of the day, then he could speak a little to Moshe, and then also to, you know, he could speak to Aaron at night, and then Moshe when it turns morning. And at the end of the day, he'll speak to Moshe at the very end of the day, and then Aaron at the beginning of night. Oh, so look at the psukim now. Look inside. You'll see how it's going to work beautifully. Just gonus. Gonus! Chasam Sofer. You got to appreciate the Chasam Sofer. Page 8. Who Aaron and Moshe, Asher Amar Hashem Lohem, Hotzius Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim? Now, what kind of nevuah was that? That was a good nevuah. So when is that going to be? In the beginning of the day, in the morning. But it's Moshe and Aaron together, so how is he going to work it? So he's going to have to speak to Aaron at the very end of the night as morning is becoming, and then speak to Moshe when it's mamish morning. So therefore, who Aaron, who Moshe. But then in the next pasuk, Heim Hamadamrim El Paro, when he's speaking to Paro, so that's Din. He's telling Paro that you're going to lose and you're going to be defeated. So that nevuah is what? At the end of the day. So when you do a nevuah at the end of the day, the way you do it is a little in the daytime and then a little at the beginning of night. So then, Hu Moshe Ve'Aaron. And that's the beautiful pshat of the Chasam Sofer. And I think the idea being that, you know, this a time for everything. And there's a zman that of din, a zman of rachamim, and there's a zman that one thing comes before another thing. In other words, in life, you always have to make decisions of what's the proper time for different things. And this idea of the Chasam Sofer is telling us there's a proper time for the nevuah bayom, there's a proper time for the nevuah balayla. There's sometimes, and there's a proper person for the proper time. Moshe is for this time, Aaron is for that time, and that's all about your lives. There's a proper time that you should be learning totally, and you shouldn't think about anything else. And the time you should be involved in other things as well. There's a time you should be involved in dating and in lurking for Parnassa, but there's a time in your life that's only learning, and a time in your life that you have to have, and you have to know which comes first, and what to do in what order, and different times, different things. So sometimes it's going to be Moshe and Aaron, the Moshe first and then the Aaron. Sometimes it's going to be the Aaron and then the Moshe. And it depends what's talking about. For certain things, Moshe will come first and then Aaron. For certain things, Aaron or Moshe. Everything in its proper time has to be rearranged to fit in. What's proper for now? Sometimes the Moshe and Aaron will be that order. Sometimes it'll be the Aaron and Moshe. Sometimes you're going to have to spend a lot of time in learning and not so much time in anything else. Sometimes you'll have to be involved in something else when you're involved in some other pursuits. You're involved in dating, so sometimes other things, you know, you can't spend as much time on. Different things will come in different orders and different times. And that's an important Musar Haskel from the Chasam Sofer. But it's a beautiful pshat, harifus, in the psukim, how Aaron, Moshe Aaron. Now, there is a sefer. To tell you the truth, I'm embarrassed to say I never knew the sefer before. I mean, it's not such a big embarrassment, but it's from the Beis Yosef, from Rav Yosef Karo. There's a sefer. It's not a well-known sefer. So it's not a well-known sefer. It's called Drashos Beis Yosef. I never knew it existed. Okay. I mean, there's this famous Magid Misharim thing, the Torahs that he learned from the Magid. He also speaks about Hu Aaron u Moshe. So he says two pshatim in what it means. Third line, page 12. Yeshlomo ki yadu ki nevuah haya kodemes la'aron. Where it's first Aaron was older, so he thought he got in his nevuah first. So the first pasuk it says, Hu Aaron u Moshe. And then they became equals, because Moshe became a Novi also. And then later on, so that's what it means, first Hu Aaron u Moshe, then it says Haim Hamidabrim, means Haim, they're like equals, and then Moshe and Aaron, because then ultimately Moshe superseded Aaron in his Nevuah. But then he says another pshat. He says like this. Also, this is a beautiful charifus, but it's also a Musa Haskel in the second pshat. He says, what's the first pasuk talking about? First pasuk is talking about the Gulas Mitzrayim. They have to tell Klal Yisrael that they're going to go out of Mitzrayim. That Aaron, then Moshe. The other pasuk was talking about speaking to Paro. So he says like this. In other words, even though Moshe was greater than Aaron, but he still looked up. Aaron was his older brother. Echad mehem ani gadol mimcha v'ani oseh zeh elahem adamim apar b'shovel ha'kol zeh afal pi she'yanosin lo kovod Moshe l'Aaron al shayahu ha'b'chor gam kein Aaron ha'yanosin kovod l'Moshe al yoseh gadol mimenu b'nevuah zeh omar hu Moshe v'Aaron v'chak yichisi Moshe ma'ala gadola. So he says, in other words, it's trying to show the respect that they had for each other. The respect that he had, in other words, Moshe was respected Aaron, that he was his older brother. So in one pasuk, you have the reflection of that. And then the other pasuk, Moshe was first because Aaron respected Moshe, that he was great. And that's an important thing, that different people have different attributes. In other words, even though one person is greater in learning, doesn't mean that he shouldn't respect someone else who has other talents that he doesn't have. In other words, the other person might be a bigger Baal Chesed. And so a person should think, well, I'm smarter, I'm better in learning, so therefore I look down on everybody. No, he has some attributes that you don't have. And everyone should understand that no one has all the attributes and should always try to look at the milas of someone else, that the talents that someone else has that he doesn't have. And therefore, because sometimes people just focus on one thing. Look, I'll be this, I'm better than him, so mimila, I'm better than him. Categorically. No, you might be better in one thing, but you still should be mechabit him, because whatever, he had nisyonis in life that he was able to overcome. You didn't have those nisyonis. Because everyone should look at each individual in multifaceted ways. And just because you have a mila in this area, he might have a mila in the other area. And that's what the pasuk is trying to show. That Moshe recognized Aaron, that he was the older brother, he had more experience, and he was mechabit him for that. That's Aaron, then Moshe. But Aaron was also recognized Moshe, godless, that he had the greater nevuah. In the Avos Yisrael from the Vishnitzer Rebbe, says another pshat. on page 13. There he wants to say that Moshe represents Talmud, you know, Torah's Moshe, and Aaron represents Maisa. So Aaron was more involved in Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. So again, sometimes the Talmud takes precedence, and sometimes Maisa takes precedence. And you shouldn't just think, oh, I learned, so I don't have to do Maisim. No, Moshe recognized the Maisim of Aaron. Aaron recognized the Maisim of Moshe. Again, the same idea that one shouldn't think that only one thing is important and not the other. And then later on he says that Moshe represents Torah Shebichsav and Aaron represented Torah Shebaal Peh, because Aaron was Sifsei Kohen Yishmu Das, Torah Yivakshu Mipi, and Moshe was the Chokuk, was the lawgiver, the Torah, you know, and that idea as well. The Morva Shemesh says another pshat. He says a beautiful pshat on page 16. On the fourth column, further down, first word of the line towards the bottom is Va'omar. She also nevul Aaron nemar b'Mitzrayim. Kodem shenigla Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. In other words, he says the reason why the pasuk of what's the first pasuk? Why is Aaron first? Because when it came to the Gulas Mitzrayim, Aaron originally was the leader. He was the older one, and Hashem said to gave nevul to Aaron about the Gulas Mitzrayim. So that's why Moshe didn't want to. Moshe by the snare said, "I don't want to be the, because Aaron already is involved in that task. I don't want to cut the line, so to speak, and infringe. He already started. Let him finish." So therefore, that's what Aaron is coming first, because when it came to Gulas Mitzrayim, Aaron was the first one to get Nevuah L'gabei Gulas Mitzrayim. Moshe later got the Nevuah by Sneh. But when it came to Paro, so that's why Aaron, that's why Moshe was Masarev, because still Hashem wanted him to take over. But Moshe's instinct was, no, L'gabei Gulas Mitzrayim, Aaron was first. And Moshe didn't want to take something that someone else already had Bilam on. And then the next pasuk, it's where Paro, Lagabe Paro, so Moshe went to Paro first. So Lagabe Paro, that was a different nevuah, to tell Paro that they're going to leave. So then that Moshe was first on that, so then it's Moshe and Aaron. Oh. So, Rabosai, the idea being that different people have different talents, different kochos, and one shouldn't only look at one facet. You should realize that Moshe might be the greater nevuah, but Aaron maybe has more maisim. Other things. Don't say, well, I'm more intelligent, so he's inferior to me. Always look to see, like the Ramban says, always look to see a maila that someone else has, that you can be mechabit him for that maila that you don't have, because no one has all the mailas. Sometimes we just play down. We think, oh, we're greater, and therefore anything, any mila that other person has is not important anyway. No, you should always look to see the good of others. And Moshe looked to see how Aaron was good, and Aaron looked to see how Moshe was good. And Rabbi Tuchman pointed out to me that Rav Moshe Feinstein and Darsh Moshe has a pshat, which that the idea being on this chazal, that even though Taka Moshe was greater, Lo kam min novi b'sol ke Moshe. So what does it mean, the Rashi saying shkulim? It means because each one used his kochos to their maximum. So even though Moshe was greater because he had more kochos, that doesn't mean Aaron is inferior. It means somebody might have more kochos, so if he uses the kochos to the potential, he's just as equal to the fellow who doesn't have as many kolchos, but he used whatever he had to the best of his ability, and that's shkulim. So that's the idea, Rabosai, that we shouldn't just focus on one thing. We should realize different aspects and be mechabit people for different things. And certain things, as like the Chasam Sofer says, sometimes we have to be mocked in one thing, but over the other time, when it comes to certain things, times in life, the order is this way. And certain times in life, the order is that way. It's not always. Certain times in life, you have to make sure you're always learning. And sometimes in life, there's other things come up, and then you have to do something else. And the learning, of course, you should always be learning, and you should always be. But sometimes sometimes you have the mevatel Torah to do a certain type of mitzvah that the Gemara says that no one else could do. And certain times, no, that's a wrong thing to do that. You should be learning that, and you have to know when is Moshe Aaron and when Aaron Moshe. Moshe is the learning, Aaron's the Maisa, like the Vishnu Sarebi says. When does the Maisa? So sometimes it's going to change, depending upon the time, depending upon the situation. It's not always one. And people have multi-talented, and you should learn to understand the various milas of different people. Even if you have one mila that they don't have, or many milas they don't have, but try to understand what Aaron has as well. And I'd like to conclude with the Pasuk in Tehillim that we say Friday night. Moshe of Aaron b'cho'anav, u'shmuel b'korei shemo. And the Gemara in Brachas says that Shmuel, when Chana was davening, Moshe Baruch Hu Shmuel b'kor Shmo, so she wanted to have a zera shashokol kishnei anoshim. She wanted to have a kid who was shokol k'moshe v'aron, and that was Shmuel, who was shokol k'moshe v'aron. So there's a pshat that I saw in the sefer, and Rabbi Tuchman said the Gros says it also. This pshat, it's we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zohar says the Shechina was medaberes mitoch grono. When Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth opened, he was such high madrega. The Shechina was coming out of his mouth, and Aaron also. The Gemara says in Yuma, when the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem HaMeforash, what is the Hashem Yotze Mitoch Piv? Sheishom Shem HaMeforash Yotze. What does it mean, Yotze Mitoch Piv? By itself. When the Kohen Gadol said the Shem HaMeforash, it was Hashem speaking. It was Hashchin Mederes Berach Mitoch Grono. And take a look now in the Pasuk in Shmuel on page 22. Now we know Shmuel wrote Shmuel, right? So what does it say? Vayishlach Hashem es Yerubal v'sbedam v'sivtach v'shmuel. So why does it say v'shmuel? If Shmuel's speaking, it should say v'osi. Why does it say v'shmuel? You don't speak about yourself in third person. So you know what the answer is? At this point, when Shmuel was saying his name, it was the Shechina Mederes Berach Mitoch Grono. So that's pshat. Moshe, the Aaron, the Kohanov, Moshe has Shechina Mederes Mitoch Grono, and Aaron, when he was acting in Kahuna, as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, he had the Shechina Mederes, from Reuven Feinstein, the Shechina Mederes Mitoch Grono when he said the Shem HaMeforash, and Shmuel, when he said his name, Bekori Shemo, the Shechina was also Mederes Mitoch Grono. And the idea being that Shechina Mederes Mitoch Grono perhaps is the highest Madrega. Now, they each had that highest Madrega, even though Aaron and Shmuel were not Moshe Rabbeinu. But like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, they each used their kochos to their greatest. Or they each had certain milas that were tremendous, that they used, that gave them the chashivas like Moshe Rabbeinu, even though they were not like Moshe Rabbeinu. But they still, in other words, a person tries hard, even if he's not the Gadol Hador, but Hashem knows he tried hard, or he's doing his tafkid, then you're zocha also to have Shechina Mederes Mitoch Grono. So Moshe had Shechina Mederes Mitoch Grono, for Aaron, the Kohanav, and Aaron when he was acting in Kahuna, and Shmuel, Bikorei Shemo, when he was saying his name. He didn't say O.C. because at that point it was Hashem speaking Mitoch Grono. So we have to realize this lesson that who Moshe v'Aaron limudim l'doros. Sometimes it's Moshe, sometimes Aaron. You have to know sometimes what order things should be in. Sometimes the learning comes first, and then the maisa. Sometimes the maisa has to come first, then the learning. Sometimes you have to be machshiv this, sometimes you have to machshiv that. Different perspectives and different times, but always realize everything has a chashivas to it. There's the chashivas of Moshe and the chashivas of Aaron. And even though Moshe was greater, doesn't mean Aaron is not important. Aaron was also shakal kumo Moshe. He also had that important chashivas, and that's a lesson in life, to be machshiv different talents of different people and to know when to give preference to this and when to give preference to that. And that's an important yisod in our Avodas Hashem. Avi. We'll dive a minute and 2 minutes.